It is 8:42. All too often, the headlines are dominated by stories about refugees and the political debate that surrounds those issues. There are certainly challenges for the authorities, but also those for those who arrive here, in many cases having fled conflict and seeking asylum. But that is a difficult, difficult process, particularly for children. And some of those who have been through the system say it needs to change.
So you're going to hear from Abed, who left Afghanistan as a child, aged just 15. He ended up living here in Northern Ireland. He and his family had to escape from the Taliban as a result of a conflict between neighbouring villages. He was hiding in Pakistan for a while, wasn't he? And then he made his perilous journey here.
We should say that Abed isn't his real name. We agreed not to use it, as his family remains under threat from the Taliban. I spoke to him along with his former social worker, Liam.
Whenever you have to choose between life and death, you have to sacrifice for your survival. I saved my life.
And when you say you had to save your life, that's because of what was going on in Afghanistan at the time.
Yes, indeed. Where I used to live, I was controlled by Taliban.
And that must be terrifying to live under.
Yeah, that's the thing. We lived, especially if you have a certain problem with them, there was no way to live there. Because they had the power. And there isn't no any laws. There isn't anything to stop them not killing you. I didn't make the decisions to leave. We are forced to leave.
But even getting here, that meant travelling across, am I right, Turkey, Greece?
Yes.
What is that journey like? Because you must feel vulnerable. Because what age were you?
That time I was 15.
I mean, you're 15 years of age.
Yeah.
And you're travelling across countries.
Yeah. It's hard to put in a word, but it's some difficult time. We got a bad experience, but hopefully now I do have still bad memories from it. I remember sometimes, but I try to forget whatever has happened so, and leave the past and make my own life. I try to forget most of them. I don't even think about them.
You make it sound though that there were traumatic moments along that way.
Yes, indeed it is. Especially for young people, you gotta be careful about that's what I mean, you know, traveling alone, but a young age, that's the hardest thing. You're not brief enough to make right decisions.
You then end up eventually arriving here.
Yeah.
Did you even really know about Northern Ireland before you arrived here?
Nah. I knew it, Ireland or UK, basically. And I try to just go somewhere because I knew it. I can't live in France because the situation, it didn't work out for me. So whenever I end up in here, I end up in Londonderry. So I stopped a wee woman and she was like, can you call me a police? She was like, what's wrong with you? Are you in a danger or something? No, I was like, no, just need help. And then she took me actually in the police station, and it was very new for them as well. Someone like me, they didn't know what to do with me. So I was there like maybe 4 or 5 hours, and then until they figured it out, and then they sent me to Belfast.
And what kind of support, what happens next whenever you get to Belfast? What do they do with you?
Basically, they provide me with a accommodation, food, clothes, everything until age of 18. I think, yeah, I was there till 18, yeah. And then I moved on, got my own job, I got my own place and living life.
I mean, you make it sound very easy. I can't imagine it is very easy.
Oh, it was. It's actually kind of difficult because whenever I arrived here, no English at all. And nothing about the culture, nothing about people, nothing about the system, nothing. I was basically didn't know anything. Still, I'm figuring out. Still, I'm figuring out a lot of things.
Well, sitting alongside Abed is Liam. You're a former social worker, now retired, but you've worked with a lot of children who've arrived in this country from other countries.
Yeah.
Could the system be better in your view?
Yeah, Chris, I think as Abid said, I mean, the reason why our home was established 7.5 years ago was because there are a number of young people coming in as refugees, unaccompanied and separated young people. And basically their destination usually would have been UK, particularly London. So a lot of young people were going missing. So it was designed that a home would be established in order to provide a safe, secure environment for the young people arriving into Northern Ireland. We've had young people make those journeys, have lost family members along the way, have seen family members in boats capsized.
How young are some of these children?
Well, in our home, we would be 13 to 18-year-olds. You would have some younger young people coming in. We've had a young person at the age of 11. Despite the trauma, they're very resilient. They want to make, as Abid has done here, they want to improve his quality of life. He's been the, as he said, he didn't have an English, so he was able to be educated within our home and then moved outside to the Belfast Metropolitan College.
Yeah.
He then got an apprenticeship in an engineering company and got a full-time job.
And Abid, you have made a life for yourself, and that's a really amazing thing. You must be proud.
Yeah.
He's very humble, because I know that from myself and with all the young people, it has been so rewarding for ourselves. We feel so proud of these young people.
I mean, you're playing it down, but you're sitting here speaking English. You've got a job. You've had your education. It's pretty remarkable, actually, given that at 15, you're leaving a village in Afghanistan and not knowing where you're going to be or what you're going to do.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Can I ask you what you think when you see the news stories about Afghanistan and you see the pictures of Afghanistan now? That's still your country.
Yeah.
What do you make of what's happening there?
Honestly, I try to not look at it, because in my opinion, nothing I can do, and nothing except like upsetting myself, because if you cannot do about it something, so why you make yourself upset?
Tell me about your life now then.
For me, I'm actually happy with my life. I've got friends, I've got my own life, I've got everything what I wanted, so.
And have you got asylum? Because that's the most important thing.
Yes, indeed.
And how was that process of getting asylum? Because that sounds like a complicated process.
Yes, indeed. It is actually like very hard process. It takes time and it takes a lot of power to handle it, because your life depends on it.
What we have found, Chris, is just to concur with what we just said, is that we would find it very difficult for the young people going through that asylum process with the Home Office, particularly them trying to, as Abid said, trying to remember everything so they say the right thing, because some of the young people would say to us that they're almost like a dual process, one for them to get accommodation, which is fine, but the main one is for them to get their asylum and to receive their asylum, and it is so stressful for them. We would have young people go to the Home Office, spend a full day there, and come back and are just absolutely just exhausted. You know, mentally exhausted and physically exhausted, because it's just the whole process. We have spoken to the Home Office just to let them see the nature of the young people, how they're living, but more importantly, the impact that the interviews, the Home Office process had on them. So to try to make it more child-centred.
Do you think that process needs reform then of some sort?
I would say so, particularly for the young people, yes.
Do you agree with that?
Yes, indeed.
Some of the young people maybe they would get the rejection, initial rejection, and it's so traumatic for them, for the fear in their mindset. They think that they're going to be sent back to where they were, the country of origin where they left, and the dangers that they were living in there.
Yes, and in my opinion, most of young people, they don't have the knowledge to express themselves or explain what exactly happened to them. You're trying to explain 1 year or 1 year and a half your life in a journey, in an hour.
Do you think we are a welcoming place? The government has obviously got this scheme where they want to send some refugees who are arriving illegally to Rwanda.
Yeah.
What do you think of all of that?
So the thing is, people and government is two different things. So by the government, they involve politics, they involve a lot of economy, a lot of things. But for people, it doesn't matter. They always welcome people.
I just could not do not understand how anyone could send any of these young people back either to the country from their origin or to another country. They want to do well here. They want to be safe. And they feel safe here. Why would you want to send anyone away? I can't understand it.
What's the best thing about your life now, here?
Best thing?
Your girlfriend. I'm joking.
Are we allowed to talk about your girlfriend?
I've actually pretty good life in a short time. That's the only thing I can say. I have my own place. I've got my own job. I've got my own car. I've got everything. So that's all I wanted.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And a girlfriend, apparently. Really remarkable young man, Abed. If you think about that, coming from a village in Afghanistan under fear of the Taliban and making a new life here. We're going to talk more about this in the coming days. Love to have your thoughts too. 81771.
Very politely.